telling some story about something he'd seen on the electric company. He said a pleasant girl, oh, this was about some pirate. He said a pleasant girl punched him in his eye, and he became a much pleasanter pirate. And we're not sure whether it was a peasant girl, but anyway, a pleasant girl punched him in the eye, and he became a much pleasanter pirate. In other words, he started behaving himself. I was pouring some milk in Ross's glass, and I didn't put a lot in, and he said, "That's not too much." And I said, "You mean that's not enough?" And he said, "Yeah, that's not enough."
I asked Ross. Ross said, the trees are getting to be bare. And I said, "What does that mean? Does that growl and have teeth?" And he said, "No, that means that they blow their eyes off."
What does it mean to blow their eyes off, Ross?
It means to blow their feathers.
It means to blow their feathers off. What are those things that they wear? What are they called?
Feathers.
Uh-huh.
I mean leaves.
Leaves. And so what happens? Right, and they blow them off?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cute. And will they lose all their leaves?
The wind blows them.
The wind blows them. Uh-huh. And then will they be all naked?
Yeah.
Will they get cold?
Yeah.
What are they going to do when they're all cold?
They're going to sleep.
Right. And you know what they do?
Yeah.
They take all of their juices.
What handlebar? Ross said, "You'll see. Marky will see. When Marky sees that there's another handlebar, then he'll believe me." Okay. Oh, you mean a place for a hand for He Man to hold on?
Yeah.
Okay. Where does he hold on? He can hold on. Oh, right. That's how He Man does it. Mom, you see this? You see that He Man pushes that?
Far out.
He grabs it on. Grabs it with his hand and pushes it.
I can't hold it.
Ross was on the floor lying down early in the morning, and he wanted me to take him down to watch TV. And he said, I'll wait here. I said, I'll take you down in a little bit. And he said, "Okay, I'll wait here patiently." And I said, "Okay, I'll take you down after I've had some more sleep." And he said, No, that's too long. I said, "But you said you'd wait there patiently." And he said, "What I meant by that was that I'd wait until you came and came and take me down." Ross said, "Perhaps no, we don't have any ideas." What kind of ideas don't we have? Oh, right. Mary asked if I had an idea about what the apple juice, what the lid was for, and Ross said, "Perhaps no, we don't have any ideas." Ross got up from his chair and said, "Are you finished?" He said, "No, I'm going to get him what he wants." And he got Marky the He-Man shield and pushed him to him. And Marky pushed it back, and Ross said, "Wow, you never know what he wants."
No,
oh, what did you say? He's a real creepy. Ross said, "He's a real creepy." And he said, "No, he's not creepy." And you said, "He's a real creepy, not teller."
No, 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 creepy. You said that.
What I meant by creepy is he's a real creepy, not teller.
No, he's a real creepy, not teller.
Right. What I meant by creepy is he's a real creepy, not teller.
No, he doesn't tell you what he wants.
I asked Ross if he had some bad ideas, and I said, "What are some of your bad ideas?" And he said, "I'm going to be He-Man." And I said, "That's not a bad idea." And he said, "Uh-huh. Marky and you are going to fight." And what are you going to do?
No, we're going to slap each other.
Slap each other.
And
that's why He-Man's bad. And then Ross said, "I cleared them out. I cleared those bad ideas out." Ross said, "No TV watcher can watch TV in our house." And I asked him why.
He said, because only a person that doesn't like TV can watch TV in our house. And I said, why? He said, because he doesn't like TV, Gabriel. Now, really, I don't TV. I don't understand. I don't understand it, Ross. What does it mean?
It means they don't like TV.
Well, what's the reason for this rule? Is it just to tease your little brother?
No, it's just to... No.
Yeah? Aren't you going to explain the reason to me?
You're not going to...
Yeah? Who's there? You forgot.
No.
I told Ross that you're not sick anymore, and he said, I have that sniffle. That sniffle will show you that I have a cold. And then, what did you say? You could have gone with Marky. What did you say, Ross?
You could have stayed.
Yeah? And?
And Marky could have went to school and came back to mom and dad said,
huh?
Yeah, you were.
Uh-huh. And what about mom? What could mom have done?
She could have gone to school, and maybe she could have gone to school, and then she did.
Uh-huh. He did go to school, that's right. Marky went to school with Daddy, and you and Mommy stayed home, right?
Did he get to go to your school?
No, he just went to nursery school, to preschool. Preschool.
Dad,
yeah?
Would you come with me to your school?
You want me to go? You want to go to my school?
Yeah.
Which one, the big kids or the little kids?
Little kids' office.
Little kids' office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll do it on the weekend. Well, you want to go when there are kids there or when there are no kids there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. We'll go to the movie with the kids' office.
No, but they're kids there. You can
visit. I mean, movies that you show on the stick, cardboard, and shot someone that I could watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Dad, look, watch. When I keep my eyes open and concentrate, watch. And then he put his head through the hole in the brass bed. Does that work?
With
hitting the top. And what happens if you concentrate? Show me if you concentrate. Yeah? Oh, very good.
We've been using the boys' lunch boxes, and Marky said, hey, I want my lunch box. And Ross said, we don't use lunch boxes, Marky. The parents are borrowing them, right, Daddy? I said, right. And then Ross said, but we can use them when we're going on picnics, right, Daddy?
I want them.
And I said, but I want them.
Bubble. I'm not a bubble.
You're a bubble fat. You're a bubble fat.
Hi, bubble fat.
You're a bubble fat.
Hi,
Marky.
Bubble fat.
No circle. No circle.
Hi, Bubba Fett.
No circles, Mark.
Hi, Bubba Fett.
Hi, Bubble.
Hi, Bubba.
Hi, Fat Bubble.
You know what I did to make Bubba? I said, hi, Bubba.
Wampa wasn't there? Where was Wampa? I didn't see Wampa.
Wampa.
Oh, Wampa's down there? Okay. We said that Marky was good and he didn't cry too much, and Ross said, yeah, but what did you say, Ross? Cried a little bit? And we said, oh, I don't know. I forget this whole observation. I said, are you coming with us? And I said, yeah. And then he coughed and I said, you sound really sick, Ross. And then he said, and both pick us up. In other words, and pick us up, too. Oh, what do you mean? Both of us pick us up? What do you mean, Ross?
Are you going, too, Daddy?
Yeah.
With us, right?
Yeah.
And both pick us up, too.
No, that's not what do you mean? What do you mean?
Are you Yeah. And are both of you going to pick us up?
Oh, I see. Not pick both of us up, but are both of you going to pick us up?
Right.
Very good. And both pick us up.
The question was, are you going to Daddy?
Yeah.
You said yes.
Yeah.
And both pick us up? In other words, are you both picking us up?
Yes, both of us are picking you up, Ross.
And are you both taking us to school?
Right, yes. We're both picking you up and we're both taking you to school. Okay? Does that make you...
Daddy and Ross understood.
No, Ross speaks better. Ross speaks very, very well. And sometimes Daddy tries to find out if Ross is saying exactly the right thing. And I have to ask questions.
And when I ask the questions, I find out that you know exactly what you're saying. Right?
Ross said, Mom, have you ever saw an outlong circle like this? I said, you mean an oval? He said, yeah, oval. That's what we learned today. Now, a few days back, he referred to an outlong square, I think, which was a rectangle.
Ross said, Daddy, why did you buy all those Star Wars action figures? And I said, because you wanted to. And he said, oh, Jesus. It was Jesus with a G. And I said, what does that mean? Does that mean Jesus? And he said, yeah. And I said, is that a good word to say at preschool? And he said, they won't recognize it. In other words, when you say G, you won't recognize it. Is that right, Ross?
Right.
Are you sure they won't recognize it? It sounds a lot like Jesus.
I love it.
You mean Jesus is okay?
Sure.
How about geese?
No.
Goose. How about goose? So Jesus is the best way?
Yeah.
How about Jesus?
No.
Just Jesus. Jesus. Ross said, you want to hear another word for brother? And he said, like this. Oh, another. Another man. I was telling Ross about the sewer pipes. And he said, what I want to know is how does the poo and pee get down there? Mean down in the sewer pipes, Ross?
Yeah.
Well, it goes to the toilet.
Mm.
And then where does it go?
That's what I thought.
He said, that's what I thought. And then the toilet flushes it down through the house, right? And it goes out in the front of the house into those big pipes. What? Guess what I would do with a burglar when he steals my money when I got married? I would stay up in the night and get my boomerang.
And what would you do with your boomerang?
I would
knock the gun out of his hand. Yeah.
And then
I'd kick him. And I would jump and kick him.
Ross, I told Ross, said, hey, I want some more heat. And I said, why don't you go put on some clothes? And he said, no, it would be a waste of clothes. As if, just like the idea of being a waste of heat. Was extended to clothes. Sure, Marty. A little earlier he said, like I said, I was telling you. Just like I meant, I can drink a whole glass of milk in one, I can drink a glass of milk in one drink.
A little glass of milk.
Oh, right, I can drink a little glass of milk in one drink. But
Ross said, I know how to spell Rossi, R-O-S-S-E. And then we went on to tell him how to spell with a Y. And he said, Dad, you know, I wish we were on vacation. I could use some water on my body. In other words, he'd like to go swimming. Is that right, Ross?
That's right.
He said, I could use some water on my body.
So fast, you bring a new
Ross, we brought a brand new chair in, and Ross made a little mess on it. He said, if we make, and then he came out into the other room, and we didn't know anything was wrong. He said, if I make something dirty, I clean it up. In fact, if we make something dirty, we clean it up, he said. It's not us.
Yeah,
and of course, it was kind of Mark and Ross together, but it was mostly Ross that made the mess. And then he went out in the other room, got some water on his little towel to start cleaning it up. And we got back and we saw, in fact, that it was a little spot on the brand new chair that he had messed up. And he said, if I tell you, you promise you won't get mad? Right, Ross? And we said, yeah, we promise we won't get mad. Now he's running back and forth, getting a little water on his towel and cleaning it up. Ross pulled a little chip of wood out of his pocket and he said, would you like to have a collection of wood? And I said, oh, Ross, how nice. He said, I thought it would be nice for you to have a collection of it. I'll explain why. This way it was just one piece.
Right.
Oh, and before that he said, to explain his stunt, he said that Marky bounced on the end of the chair and I went on to Mommy's chair, something like that. I'm not sure exactly. And he said, it was a great stunt, just like Colt Seaver's, which is one of the first cases of an analogy or of a simile that I can think of. It's not really a simile, it's still saying it's just like so-and-so does. Rather than saying it's just like so-and-so. But it's an attempt to explain something by likening it to something else. We're going to take Mark and Ross down to buy some stuff.
And
Marky and Ross both have about $470 to buy a toy. And Ross said, whatever he can buy that costs his money, then he can buy it. Now, I told it, oh, Ross wanted him to buy something specific, and I said, Marky will buy whatever he wants to buy. And Ross said, whatever he can buy that costs his money, then he can buy it. Ross said, Daddy, did you buy me a new toothbrush, or did you give me your one? I had bought him one. Also, he was looking for his girl, Tila. And he said, maybe I flushed her down the toilet. I said, no, there's no way you could flush her down the toilet. She's too big. And he said, see, then he went over the toilet and said, see, I went pee in here. I could have put her down the toilet. You know, arguing that from probable, precedent, probable antecedent, but that he had in fact had gone pee, and therefore it was likely that he might have done it. I told Mark he was a bad baby. And Marky said, don't say it. And then Ross said, oh, but you are. Ross said, Ross, do you want some sausage? And he said, sure, when I wash my hands. In other words, after I washed my hands. Then he went to wash his hands. He could have said, when I have washed my hands. You have specialized just like the bionic dogs that we saw on TV. And suddenly all the bionic dogs came out and had specialized, and they saw the people coming towards them. What else?
They were made of computers, and they had so fast computers, or fast running, that they caught up with the bad guys.
Great. The bionic dogs were made out of computers, huh?
Yeah. And they have numbers in their eyes, and
somebody
tells them
a
number.
Wow. Would you like to have a dog like that?
Sure, I was hoping to build one.
You were hoping what?
To build one.
To build one. That's one of the first I was something to, you know, I can. Very good, Ron. Mm-hmm. You spilled juice? Don't feel bad. It won't make too much of a mess. Go ahead, drink your juice up now. Don't worry about your pants. No more spilling. Oh, Ross, but I wanted to watch a little bit of my news after Buck Rogers, and he said, no, it's okay. You can watch a little bit now. And I said, no, I don't want to watch it now. I want to watch it later. And he said, during tomorrow, Buck Rogers is not a problem. He said, no, no, you watch it now. I'm just trying to be fair. Which he was trying to be fair.
Ross said, guess what? You're like a pencil that moves. I know because you have your head at the point. But wasn't making a joke, I'm afraid. Come here, Ross, and explain yourself.
Legs and the neck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And arms and fingers and mouth and talk. Nose, eyes. This is the these these part The part, the pencil part.
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Well, we move them.
It's like a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Like you draw, but right. We're special kind of pencils. Mm-hmm. So we don't know draw. We move.
Who told you this, Ross?
I didn't. Nobody told me. I just figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Is a computer a type of pencil?
No. It's a human kind of pencil. That's why the man might say, you, and me, and monkey.
We're all pencils.
Hey, but Ross, a computer can write.
Well, skin pencil. Even a kitty is a fur pencil.
A fur pencil?
Uh-huh. When I stand still,
when you're real straight, right?
Yes. That means you're a pencil.
What happens when you're sitting in a chair? Are you a pencil then?
Well, sure. Because you're moving.
Even if you bend your legs?
Yeah.
If you bend your legs, you're still a pencil?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Well said. When you hit a person in the stomach, in the tummy, that's not bad. You know why? Because it gives them strength in their tummy. Ross said, Dad, remember, you could take the He-Man action figures and put them in the back. We could put them in the dry places, but we're not going to do that. In this family, we're not going to do that. This is something, of course, you learned from me about what we do in this family. I asked Ross if he had brought the milk and cookies, and I said, Ross, do you want more milk? And he said, yeah, except that I'm not finished. In other words, I don't want them quite yet. And then he said, I was giving Marky, Marky said he wanted a flashlight, and I gave flashlights to both of them and said, yeah, but I don't care. I think he meant, I don't care for one. I thought the idea of caring was general. You didn't have to say care. It's not an idiom. You thought it wasn't an idiom. Like you can scream for something, right? Or you can look for something. I'm not looking. So I don't care. I don't care for one. But he said, I don't care. He didn't say for one. Ross said, I'm done. And I said, are you finished? He said, yeah. I'm finished with my first part, now I want my second part, which meant I want my seconds, right? He had had one glass of milk and one cookie, now he wants his seconds. People at preschool don't know Marky's name, and when they don't know his name, they call him Mikey. Sometimes I have to tell his teachers, they forget his name. I have to tell, what do you have to tell him, Ross? I said, what do you have to tell him, Ross? He said, I have to tell him his name is Marky. I told Ross that he peed on the bed, and he said, no, I didn't. I gave milk there, silly. In other words, he poured milk there, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Spilled milk there. He spilled milk there. He's using gave as a generic verb. No, I'm not mad at you, honey. Just because you spilled milk. What? What's wrong, Marky? More cookies? You have to use words, Mark, don't you? What is Marky trying to say? More milk? Ross, can you have yours? Let me have yours. Just a drink. And give it back to Ross, okay? Ross went to Mr. Yuck today, he's reporting on what he did, and he said, whatever is poisonous, they give you Mr. Yuck stickers, and you put them on, and you're not supposed to eat it. I asked Ross if he was as good at home as he was at preschool, and he said, what do you think? Whatever you think is whatever I am. Ross, well, what are you? Are you good or bad at home? Are you as good at home as you are at preschool? I don't know what to think.
Ross?
I said maybe Ross is better at home than you.